beat Donald Trump. But beating Donald Trump is the floor. It is not the ceiling.
Former Vice President Joe Biden still leading, though, in the polls. Hong Kong police continue clashing with pro-democracy protesters on Saturday.
Very aggressive tactics used by the police, but very different to what they've done before. No tear gas fired tonight, at least where we were.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt reporting. And Canadian Bianca Andreescu has beaten Serena Williams in the U.S. women's tennis final. And hours after being released from the Oakland Raiders, star wide receiver Antonio Brown has signed with the New England Patriots. America is listening to Fox News.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Cryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day, another high near 100, and the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, on the order of 20%, perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
The plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It must be true. Welcome to the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, you're now tuned into Clearing the Air. My name is Terry Adams. I'm an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man battling with a mind and body numb by the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. Welcome to tonight's program. Now, we're on a four-hour format now, and we're fortunate to have an old friend of the, actually of the station, here with us producing tonight. Nate, thank you for being here, my friend. I'm glad you're here, and it's good to see you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. Sure, you're certainly welcome. Now, of course, as always, we have the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. The Postman is with us. Welcome, Postman.
Yes.
It's good
it's
to be
good
here,
to be
Terry.
Here again, yes.
And, of course, my brother from another, so to speak, Jason Johnson is here with us. Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Say hello to the people, Jason.
Hello to the people, Jason.
Very well done. Good job. Folks, it's been a long week. It's good to be here. It's good to finally be behind the microphone. This is therapy for me, as I've said so many times. I posted something on Clearing the Air. I've talked a lot about what I see in the trees, and I've talked a lot about orbs. Well, I believe there's a connection between what's in the trees and the orbs. I've got videos of orbs streaming out of what I call pseudo-clouds, or something that's cloaked as a cloud with thousands of orbs steadily streaming out of it. Well, the other night, a little short mean woman's been out of town, and I can't sleep anyway. When she's not there, I usually don't sleep. So it's 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm walking around with my night vision and my camera, and I look up in my neighbor's tree, and there's a huge... Now, keep in mind, I have the colors inverted, so I see a big black ball floating among the top of the tree. By the time I can get my camera down and flip it over to video and enlarge it and get the color back inverted, because it goes back to its normal settings, you know, it takes 20 seconds. And I've panned back up, it's flying out of sight. But that's not the first time I've seen the orbs in the trees. There's something going on with the orbs. There's a connection there. And I'm not saying it's supernatural. It could be technology. We don't really know. But there is some kind of connection between the balls of... They look like just pure energy. They're bright, bright white. And I've got pictures of them without the colors inverted. You can't see anything. It's just energy. It's what it looks like. There's nothing there, nothing tangible there, nothing we could recognize as something tangible there. Let me put it that way. Because I think as human beings, we tend to classify everything under our wheelhouse. In other words, if it's not something we're used to and familiar with, we don't acknowledge it. And you can't do that because we don't, outside of this planet, we don't know what the rules are. Because we've set rules within this planet over the last, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 years, we figured out what gravity is, we figured out how this works, that works, you know, and just in electronics alone, you got thousands of different, quote, laws that they discovered. We have our own set of rules here, but once you leave this planet, all that's out the window. We don't know what the rules are. There may not be any rules. We don't know. And it's just like with the Creator, and that's one of my pet peeves, is when people try to put God in a box. Well, there's no such thing as aliens, Terry. I mean, God wouldn't do that. How do you know? How do you know we're not number 614 in 15,434,212 species he spread throughout this universe?
My favorite one is, it's not in the Bible, so aliens can't be real.
The thing is, Nate, it is in the Bible. But
It's all over the Bible.
It's all over the Bible. And I had someone send me a scripture, and it talks about AI. In the Bible, it says AI. So-and-so went to AI or went and defeated AI. And you're thinking, well, that's just a biblical name from way back in the day. Well, how do you know that? Maybe we were battling artificial intelligence. Maybe Satan is artificial intelligence. I don't know.
That technology is ancient, Terry.
Is it? That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yes, it is. And
go ahead.
As you remember, on a previous program, probably about five or six programs ago, I was played a video, and I mentioned it before that when the satanic forces separated themselves, you know, from heaven,
mm-hmm.
and they came to the sector which they were already set up on. And as a matter of fact, they were, as I said before, they were actually created here or born here, and these are terrestrial beings now.
I mean, we're not talking angelics.
These aren't angelics. Okay. No. It just so happened the one that's that called himself Satan or Lucifer, he was called up and he was changed, just like Nimrod was changed. He mm-hmm. was born a regular human being
because of what the planet is. Does that have anything to do with that?
The reason why Nimrod was changed was because that he wanted to be that way.
Okay.
They actually turned him into a giant. They did a genetic mutation on him, and he became a Gibborim, or Gibborim, or whichever way they pronounce it is.
Okay.
But anyway, the way things are done out there is that there are different laws that regulate, you know, different solar systems. And when they broke away, and there was a battle in the constellation Orion. As a matter of fact, it was in the Orion Nebula, and the Orion Nebula is located under that middle star in Orion's belt. If I'm not mistaken, it's the name of it is Mintaka, if I'm not wrong. But anyway, they left the Orion Nebula, and they entered into a singularity or a black hole, if you want to call it that, and they went to another dimension, and that was where they got infected with AI, and when they returned, they brought the AI paradigm back to their solar system.
Well, listen to this, Joshua 10:1. Now it came to pass when a Danza disease, whatever, I can't pronounce that, king of Jerusalem had heard how Joshua had taken AI and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to AI and her king. So, you know, what is AI? Isn't it weird that AI is an acronym for artificial intelligence in today's world?
Yeah, they don't go into an explanation.
No, they don't.
On there. And you can get a Bible with a concordance and go down. There's probably several different explanations, you know, for that. There's no single one.
But do you think they're correct? Or is this coming from the same seminary that's telling us that in Genesis 6, when it says sons of gods, it's not talking about angelic beings, which is bull. It is talking about angelic beings.
Yes, they are.
So you can't trust the seminaries, in my opinion.
No, they're part of the plan. It's just like that. Yes. That crime was committed in space about 3 weeks ago. You remember?
The what?
That crime that was committed in space.
Okay, you're going to have to refresh my memory.
The astronaut, the female astronaut.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She took a computer aboard the ISS,
mm-hmm.
and entered and actually went on her girlfriend's account from space.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember hearing about that. She was checking in on her girlfriend's stalking and reading, hacking to her account.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm always the last to know.
You know. The listeners of the program and the ones that know better,
yeah,
they'll refute what I'm about to say, big time.
That's okay. Say it
but
anyway.
That act does not lie on the terrestrial law, because it was all planet.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of figuring.
Oh wow, you're right.
Right.
So
she wasn't on the sea or land. She was totally off planet.
So,
I mean,
well, that opens up a whole nother thing then. So
yeah,
when are we going to start writing laws for outer space? Have they already started?
Well, actually, it's already in place, because we already have a council. They don't want you to know that. either.
Yeah, but they're going to have to, I mean, they're going to have to do something.
This sets up a
showdown.
President or a reason to set up international universal guidelines.
Exactly.
For us.
Yeah.
It falls under...
that probably already exist, you know.
It falls under what was known in fiction as interstellar law or intergalactic law, you know,
wow.
Or interplanetary law.
Well, this is going to get really interesting because, you know, Trump's trying to bring disclosure with this Space Force stuff and all this, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. But you know what? You can't kill me. I will not die. I'm hard
you
to kill.
You can't
evidently.
Kill me. I
yeah.
will
I love this song.
Not die.
There's one that he sings on a video game,
no, never.
Redneck Rampage, but it's got some stuff in it you can't play on the radio. It's pretty good. He's good, and I had Debbie Gibson had my two-headed love child. That's one of his hits too.
Is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
5 Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5 Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated #1 in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Terry Adams. In the studio with me tonight in the Attic No Static, of course, we have Nathaniel Hicks, my brother from another over here, running, producing for us, running the infamous boards that Greg loves to hit and slam and curse on a regular basis. Glad you're here. Of course, Postman's with us, as always, and my buddy Jason. We're all here tonight to throw some truth at you that you probably don't want to hear, but you need to hear. Because I got to tell you, if you think the America, if you're my age, if you're almost 60, the America you grew up with, if you think that America is just, it's just waiting to come back, I got news for you. The people who really run this joint do not want that. That's not going to happen unless enough people wake up and make it happen. And the way I see it now, that's not going to happen. A lot of happens in what I just said, but none of this is going to happen because people don't seem to want to get engaged in this process. We have so much power, but nobody wants to use it. Everybody wants to remain willfully ignorant. That way, I guess they think when they die, they can stand before the Creator and go, well, I didn't know this was going on. Yeah, you did. You just chose not to do anything, and it's on you. And I've said this so many times, I'll say it again. Those of you out there who would rather call us conspiracy theorists instead of looking at what's true, you're just as guilty as the ones perpetrating these crimes against humanity. You really are. That's the way I see it. Postman, you were talking when we hit the break.
Yeah, I was going to make a reference in a fictional world, in sci-fi, about certain laws, about certain system laws, or solar system laws, or planetary laws, or intergalactic laws, or interstellar laws. If you remember in the Destruction episode of The Undiscovered Country, when Captain Kirk and Dr. McCoy were arrested, the Klingon warrior General Chang read an article, you know, from the Federation's interstellar law, and he said, and I quote, "Under Article 27 of your interstellar law, I am placing you under arrest for the murder of Chancellor Gorkon." They weren't on a planet; they were out in space.
So there are rules governing beings. Now, is that every being? But surely they have to sign off on it, or does it not work that way? Does it work like it does here?
Well, I mean, let's look at naval law. I mean, you have...
Apparently we're under naval law, but that's a whole other show.
You go, what is it, 25 miles out, and you're under...
International
law.
Right.
And right. You could be from a country that has no idea about that law, but you travel out that far and you find yourself subject to it. May not have agreed to
ignorance
it, but it's already...
no excuse.
Right.
Okay.
All right, and here's the kicker, folks. She was on a vessel. She was on a vessel in space. Terrestrial courthouses or vessels and dry dock.
That's right. That's right. All the terms interchange
right.
with our legal
mm-hmm.
system. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary stuff. It really is. I've tried to do a show on it, but it's so hard to explain this over the radio. If we could just get people to look at it. There's a retired judge called Judge Dale who wrote the premier work on this, and it's mind-blowing the way the terms interchange, you know?
But if you could in some way become a sovereign and start signing your name in royal purple, and none of that will apply to you.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Ott, he has a website, Dr. Ott, O-T-T. When he was growing up, I've told this story before, he worked at a car lot. And he had an old man come in there and wanted to buy a pickup truck. And the old man paid in gold. Well, when he got ready to do the paperwork, the old man said, "Oh, no, I don't pay those fees." He goes, "Well, yeah, you do. Everybody does." "No, I don't do that. I'm not paying with Federal Reserve notes. I'm not in that system. I'm going to pay you with gold. I don't have to have a tag. I don't have to have a title. None of that." So he goes to his boss. They call their lawyer. And like 3 hours later, the lawyer calls back and goes, "He's right. Let him go."
There's only two sovereigns I know of. That's on the planet. I'm sure there's probably more, and they don't want you to know it. But there's a guy by the name of David Wynn Miller. I don't know if anyone ever heard of him.
I've heard that name, but I don't remember.
And Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, imagine that.
Well, and they don't tell you more about sovereigns because they don't want people giving up being part of the system.
Right.
I mean, if you're not in the hive mind, then you can't be controlled.
Right. You're useless to them. As a matter of fact, you're worse than useless. You're a threat.
Did you also call it Cloud Atlas? Because that was pertaining to that.
I watched the first couple episodes because it's broken into a couple movies, but I'm waiting for, you know, the movies that come after it to come out.
Right.
Because I've only seen, like, the first three.
Yeah, that one. Boy, that was a really, really good movie.
Hmm. Well, when I was doing my research for this program, I ran across a lot of stuff concerning the Pope, the one that retired prematurely. Apparently, a lot of pressure was put on him to step down from Soros, Obama, the whole people wanting to put Francis in power. And this is some scary stuff that's going on. But when you look at who really runs everything on this planet, folks, it shouldn't surprise you, because pure demonic evil runs this planet. We know Satan, this is his planet. We know that because he took Jesus out in the wilderness, you know, and told him, I'll give you all these kingdoms as they were given to me if you just get on your knees and bow to me. Of course, Jesus said, ain't going to happen, Captain, in his own way of saying. So we know that through Jesus' own words that Satan does run this planet. Now, how he got it is when Adam and Eve, when they fell, is the way I understand it. Is that the way you understand it, Postman?
Yeah, he actually usurped it.
Yes.
And he usurped Adam's control, Noah's son did the same thing, you know, with his household.
Yes.
And not going into detail, you know, in complete detail on how they did it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take over somebody's household, you root it out from the bedroom, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I know where you're going with that. Yeah, we don't need to go down that road just yet. But yeah, a lot of stuff going on. I listened to Randall. Randall called Barron's show, I guess yesterday or maybe the day before. My days all run together, especially when she's out of town. But listening to Randall rattle all this stuff off, I was amazed. I was waiting to hear the response, Barron's response. And I was impressed. You know, when Randall got through, Barron's like, you know, he's one of the more informed people I've ever met. And I agree. Randall knows what's going on.
He is. He's taking the information and ran with it.
Yes.
He's done what we've been asking people to do, is do your own research.
Yes.
And draw your own conclusions. And he's taken that and ran with it.
It's impressive.
It is.
And I'm proud of him.
Yeah, he's more wokety woke than most of the wokeest.
Yes, he is. He is. What was the term again? Wickety woke?
Wokety woke.
Wokety woke. You could say wickety woke, because that's kind of, you're waking up to a lot of wickedness.
Yeah. Woke is like, you know, right there at the, you know,
on the cusp.
Like, hey, something different happened to JFK than what they said. But
yeah, third eye. His third eye is open.
Yeah.
You better believe it. Speaking of JFK, before we hit this break, I want to give you a quote. And when I found this quote, it blew my mind. But then it didn't. It did at first, and then I thought, you know what, that makes perfect sense. And wouldn't you know that I can't seem to. Here it is. All right. I wish we had gotten here a little sooner after your trial was over, but I know you had other things on your mind, and we had other work to do, and it really got to this late date. That was Earl Warren explaining to Jack Ruby why it took over 6 months for the Warren Commission to conduct their single interview with him. Yeah. They purposely delayed speaking with Jack Ruby because their job was to cover up the coup d'etat that the deep state perpetrated by killing John F. Kennedy. That's like, the God's honest truth.
Yeah, like the FBI's job of covering up Lolita, or not Lolita, but the pedophile island.
Absolutely.
Good.
Well, I mean, think of all the major events like that have happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened about that?
Oh, it's the media, the weaponized media. Well, just washed out of our memory.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't talk about it anymore.
Right. Oh, no. Popeye's has a new chicken sandwich now.
Exactly.
Or, you know, but what they want to promote, they'll, you know, this is the 1 year anniversary of the Parkland shootings.
Oh, that's all you're going
to
hear.
And so if they can't control the flow of it, they'll at least try to pigeonhole it into the, mm-hmm. you know, before news media was so big, it was, you know, put it on the 50th page under the fold, you know,
right.
Bury it somewhere that nobody's going to look.
That's exactly right. And they're also doing that with, if you Google something that's conservative, you're probably going to have to keep clicking that next page arrow for about 6 times before you get to the good sites that have the truth on it. It's all being done on purpose to hide the truth.
And then it says you want a free iPhone. You have to shut your phone down. To get rid of it.
Well, that computer over there won't even let you get on before it's news and other stuff.
Yeah. Man, if Joseph Goebbels were alive, man, he'd be so
impressed.
Wouldn't he? Man, he would say, gosh, why did I think of that?
Exactly. Or if we just had this technology, then everybody would be speaking German right now. And he's right. We would be. Actually, we may be before it's over with, but that's a whole other story.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day, another high near 100, and the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, on the order of 20%, perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
The
understand.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I love that song. Excellent choice on music, by the way. Very good, very good, very good. I know men, and I must tell you that Jesus is not a man. The religion of Christ is a mystery which subsists by its own force and proceeds from a mind which is not a human mind. We find in it a marked individuality which originated a train of words and actions unknown before it. Jesus is not a philosopher, for his proofs are miracles. And from the first, his disciples adored him. Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and myself founded empires. But on what foundation did we rest the creatures of our genius? Upon force. But Jesus Christ founded an empire upon love. And at this hour, millions of men would die for him. If I die before my time and my body will be given back to the earth to become food, my body will be given back to the earth to become food for worms. Such is the fate of him who has been called the great Napoleon. What an abyss between my deep misery and the eternal kingdom of Christ, which is proclaimed, loved, adored, and is still existing over the whole earth. Then, turning to General Bertrand, Napoleon, the little emperor from Corsica, added, "If you do not perceive that Jesus Christ is God, I did wrong in appointing you a general." Napoleon Bonaparte. Have y'all ever gotten into the whole Napoleon thing? I got real curious one day and just spent a whole day reading about him and how he came to power and all that. I didn't think he was that bad of a guy, but that's just my opinion.
I've read a lot on him, but I forgot way more than I can remember.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff out there. Of course, from him we get the quote, the victors get to write history. You know, the winners, they get to write history. And basically what he's saying is, don't believe what they tell you about me. Just because they beat me, they think they have the right to tell you about me, and they don't. Couldn't agree more.
David, one thing, go ahead. Sorry.
No, after you, Postman.
One thing I liked him for, he sold Jefferson the Louisiana Purchase for $1 million. I mean, you know how much land that was?
He needed the money.
All the way from the Gulf of Mexico to Canada.
Mm-hmm. He was having a fire sale. He needed some money.
How many states was that? About 13, 14?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know until you told me that Georgia was one of the original colonies, so what do I know? There's so much I don't know about our country, and I wish I did.
Well, you can't know it all.
I beg to differ. I want to know everything. I can't help it. I want to know everything. I want to know it all. I really do.
I do, too. I got an uncle that knows everything.
Well, when I was a teenager, I knew everything.
When I grow up, I want to be like him.
There you go.
When we were away at break, we got a phone call from a gentleman who said that he hasn't seen chemtrails lately, and I know that you had commented something on that on Facebook recently, and so he wanted you to dive into it. I said, I guarantee you that Terry will dive into chemtrails at some point tonight.
That's what this whole show, that and Morgellons, is the reason this show exists. Well, there's several different, a lot of people say, well, Trump stopped chemtrails because there's this big Trump's the savior thing going on. I couldn't disagree more.
Well, they fail to realize that it's not just the government that's involved with the chemtrails. This is a private and international endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond the control of the President of the United States.
And as I told the caller, I said, my personal opinion is that they use a lot of the chemtrails for weather manipulation.
They do.
And so they shifted everything over to the East Coast for the hurricane to try to push it away.
Nate, I had not thought about that. That's an excellent point.
Well,
they relocated it.
That's something that happened with Hurricane Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And
nothing strikes fear in the heart than a hurricane named Harvey.
Harvey.
Here comes Harvey. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, when Hurricane Harvey was going, I have a clip of it on one of my Facebook pages. But as it was coming in, you could see a lot of airplane traffic. And then you can actually see a microwave pulse go through the clouds and actually dissipate through the clouds and push the hurricane. Because as we know, Harvey came into Houston, then went back out to the Gulf, and then came in for a second hit.
Is that the one that parked over Houston for a while?
Yeah. So they were still trying to,
dissipate it?
Yeah, they were trying to push it away, at the same time, I don't think they knew that it was going to come back. I think they thought that it was going to go right back out to the Gulf and die there.
Yeah. Well, which one was the one that hit Hawaii? Because
I'm not familiar with that.
There was one that hit Hawaii, and we got a lot of bases, big bases there, obviously, at Pearl. And there's some really good videos out there from people who know such things that show EMFs and other waves being hit to keep it away from the bases. So, you know, people say, well, Terry, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I'm a conspiracy victim because of what's coming out of my skin. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I look at all the information that's out there and I come to my own conclusions.
What year did this happen?
Oh, gosh, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe?
Trump was in office when
it happened. Oh, wow, that's
right.
Well,
it was probably 2018 then, or 2000. It was either
16, 17,
Hurricane
18.
Olivia, Hurricane Lane, or Hurricane Darby.
I don't remember
the
name.
It was the one where they parked those barges outside the in Hawaii. It was 2 10-story barges parked out there.
Oh, the FEMA barges.
Yeah.
That's right. You're right. Yeah. I forgot about that, Postman. Good call.
Yeah, yeah. I believe Montgomery has something.
Because of the bases.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at it, we call it the Montgomery bubble, you know, where mm-hmm. storms will be coming in a straight line covering, you know, several states wide, and then when it gets to Montgomery, it breaks apart, goes around, and then reforms on the other side of Montgomery.
Well, and if it does rain here, it rains cats and dogs.
Yes.
There's usually not any light sprinkling year that I lived here.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. And it'll overwhelm the sewer system really quickly. That's how heavy it rains.
It's likely they can turn that bubble on and off. You know,
They have the technology.
And it's the same way in St. Louis. I mean, all you got to do is look at St. Louis radar. And, I mean, those storms are fired up, you know, when they're coming across western Missouri. And by the time it gets to St. Louis and western Kansas, man, they just split right down the middle.
And you have a major Air Force base in the St. Louis area as well.
And you know what the technology is that does that? It's the Arch.
That is interesting to think about.
It's the Arch.
Well, that makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
Because they will not say exactly what that thing is.
Mm. Hmm. That's interesting.
Now, you can go up inside of that thing, right?
What's that?
Yeah, you can.
Go up inside of that Arch?
No, I didn't actually go up in it.
But you can. I mean, it's big. It's bigger than people think it is.
I actually drove up or under it, you know what I'm saying, or near it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we went there. You know, when I was playing basketball.
Oh, so, sure.
Yeah,
I would love to get up in that thing with an EMF meter just to see if it's putting anything out.
Yeah, maybe a few other types of equipment.
Yes.
Just look at the weather radar. It'll say the same. It'll tell you what the thing is.
Wow.
It's like a
Well, it's almost like a tuning fork.
Yeah, it is similar to it, but it's
for electric.
It operates. I used to know the name of it because I did some research on it. It's an inverted something. I mean, I can't remember the name of it. I need to get up snuff on it again.
Have you ever seen the movie In Like Flint? That's one of the most campiest, worst movies ever made.
In Like Flint. Favorite movie,
man. Yeah, I watched that again today. It's on the free movies, and if you, it's amazing what you can pick up when you just watch movies. And Postman's looking at me like, I'm the one that always watches movies, Terry, you never do. It's true. I don't watch many movies. But the stuff you hear, like, and in this movie, they replace the president with a lookalike. As they finally figure out what's going on and they're carting this guy off, he turns around and says, don't let them fluorinate your water. I'm like, wow. But in that movie, Flint is working on this, like a... using sound waves to destroy things, and he explains it, and it makes sense. Who knows? There's so much stuff.
Every single thing in our existence has a frequency.
Yes, it does.
That it vibrates at, and if you hit it with the same frequency or a sympathetic frequency, it will destroy it.
Yes.
And so, I mean, that's not too far off from the truth.
That's right.
One that I like is Easy Rider. I watched that Thursday. And the best scene is with Jack Nicholson and them sitting around the fire. And he starts talking about Area 51 and aliens.
I don't remember that part.
You got to watch
it.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see it.
It's really interesting.
I was young when I first saw it, and I just loved the Captain America chopper. Couldn't help it. Love that bike. You know, they say it's still out there somewhere. There's been copies that... But it's probably got parted out. You know how those Hollywood types are. Anything they can do. Anyway, that was an interesting segment. We're going to get into more stuff about aliens, and I'm going to pick Postman's brain about some stuff I ran across this weekend. But anyway, as far as this segment goes, that's it. Well, that's it. Don't want to show you. That's it. Don't really care.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Alia, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
No good. I have a heart that's made of wood. And I am.
Oh, you gotta play the chorus. That's the best part. That's okay.
Well, maybe you can tell us about it.
I'm not fit to touch the hem of your garment there, Nathaniel. Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to Clear and There. We'll open the phones up after this top of the hour break here in just a few minutes. Postman. 1947, from everything I've read, we had the crash at Roswell. We had three dead entities. We had one gray alien that lived. They called him EB for extraterrestrial biological entity because he was more plant than animal. And I think that's a big clue right there. But he got sick, and from what I've read from Bill Cooper and other people, we started sending SOSs towards wherever it was he told us he was from. I forget the constellation.
Feed me, Simo.
Pretty much. Did they answer that call, or was this all a setup? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. Everything that you just said is true. And the constellation where they sent the
SOSs?
Sent the message.
Mm-hmm.
It's 39 degrees. This is negative 39 degrees south of the celestial equator. And as a matter of fact, it's headed toward Sagittarius, and that's in the middle of our galaxy. Now, where where the message was sent. What's Zeta Reticula 2? that's the star system that's featured in all of the Prometheus movies. So,
never seen them.
Prometheus movies are the movies that have to do with the Alien franchise.
Ah.
But the Prometheus movies are the prequels of where stone carvings and artwork that they find in caves, they see the same star formation. And
by Alien, we're talking about the creature with the egg and gets over your face,
right,
and ass and right, blood and all that.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact, those cave paintings are real, you know.
I know they found some stuff like that here.
Yeah, yeah. But these are evidently these entities that were from that star system. They evidently are the destroyers of worlds. You know, according to the movie.
And we sent an SOS to them, telling them that we needed them to come here. That
was
smart.
The movie, they're the destroyers. We in real life, we don't know whether they are or not, but. It's kind of comical to think that any space entity that we reach out to, that they're going to be benevolent.
Exactly.
When we can't find 100% benevolence even on our own planet.
Oh, well said. Well said.
And other than that, we can't even get along.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, it's just more and more. I keep race. They're not going to stop with the black versus white. They're going to keep that up. They're going to keep that pot stirred, because, and as we all in this room know, if the people ever get together and get united, we can put a stop to this ASAP. I mean, pretty damn quick. PDQ, we can stop it. They cannot afford for that. They can't afford for the chance of that to come about. So they're going to constantly keep replaying slavery. You know, Jim Crow laws, all this stuff. They're going to keep regurgitating this stuff over and over. Never mind that slavery still exists in this world. They're not going to try to stop that because there's no money in it. They're going to keep regurgitating the stuff that happened here 150 years ago because that's where they get their power from. And it makes me sick. It makes me sick. Let's move on. Let's stop what's happening, because America's gone. If we don't do something, personally, I think it's gone anyway. It's too late. But I would love to see at least some kind of effort to try to stop it.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty difficult to actually do. And the thing is, the actual power rests in the lay people, not the government, not the ones that are running everything.
I agree.
It's us.
Exactly.
It's us people, not them.
You're right. You're completely right. But we love our conveniences and our security and our safety too much to rebel against the powers that be, to say this is not the world we want. And
yep.
So we actually, for some reason or another, like the divide, because there's we feel like we have a say when we have two different political parties.
Which is total BS.
Right. And that's why there's so much angst on both sides when it comes to Trump, because he doesn't play for either side. He is more of a, what's going to make America financially secure and security secure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's actually doing what he's supposed to do. And people don't even realize this. And Obama did what he was supposed to do. Clinton did what he was supposed to do.
I agree. They're all selected, not elected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Really do. It's scary. But you're absolutely right. What kills me is, if you were to ask, and I'm not going to pick on millennials, Joey gets picked on enough. If you were to ask people, okay, 5G, well, man, I can stream a movie in 2 seconds. It used to take me 5 minutes, so I'm not going to give up 5G. I believe even if they knew what 5G was doing, and they don't, but even if you showed them and proved it to them, they would still want to have it because of the fast upload times. That's how selfish we've become. How creature comfort. We have to have this stuff now. There's no taking it back. Social media, all this stuff, it's a cancer, in my opinion.
And
it's terrible.
And little do they know that this is just the first phase. And the second phase, third phase, I mean, they'll...
Total control.
They'll be, I want to say, they'll be 1,000 feet apart on the street. Or was it 700? I think it was 700.
Well,
I don't know, but then they'll be rolling out 10G and...
Well, do you guys know that the technology exists to use your hair on your body as antennae to make you a living antenna. I think that's part of it. That may be where this goes, that we all emanate 5G from our bodies. Who knows?
I've been watching this really great documentary on the end of the world. It's called The Walking Dead. Great documentary.
Oh, I thought that was a zombie movie.
It is. I'm being sarcastic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I thought you could tell by the smile on my face.
I'm sorry. I can't see, man. Go ahead.
But one thing it does, you take the zombies away completely.
Please.
And you're left with
zombies, please.
A world where you have very small populations of feudal-like people or tribe-like people trying to scavenge and live without all this convenience and the warring in between the factions. And it really is a good precursor to what's going to be someday, whether it be from a large meteor hitting the earth, whether it be from the end times coming, because in the end times we see large amounts of the population disappear.
Yes.
Twice. So whatever the stimulus is that creates that kind of world, that's the kind of world we're going to live in, where we don't have, running water. We don't have electricity.
That's right.
We don't have cell phones.
We can't go to the superfoods and pick up our TV dinners.
Right. And so I like watching it for that fact, because I'm so far in the season, it's not even about zombies anymore. It's about the warring between people.
That makes sense.
For the
resources.
The resources,
whatever,
exactly.
Whatever it takes to live. That's scary, And I've said this before, and I'll go back to, I'm going to put a lot of blame for this generation on our parents, because my parents were parents of World War II. They didn't have a lot because, they were rationing everything back then. They didn't want their children to have to go through what they went through. Well, I got to tell you, what they went through made them who they were.
Right.
And we would be a damn sight better off if we had to go through what they went through. Instead of greasing the skids for us, making it easier for us, they thought they were doing us good. I think it hurt us more than it helped us. It's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Y'all, what do y'all think? Everybody's just kind of looking at me.
I think I did have it pretty good, but they didn't do me a whole lot of favors.
Some more than others. I was fortunate.
They were.